Midway Mayor Celeste Johnson told KPCW the city passed the ordinance, hoping it would give them more say in the future of the project.
Remains a very contentious issue in Midway. The project itself was voted on and approved last month by Heber Light & Power's board. And I tried to keep the discussion last night on our ordinance. If you're going to come through and do anything different than what's already here, here's the process. You have to go through a conditional use permit process just like anybody else, which gives Midway hopefully more of a voice in what type of a pole, how high they can be, what the span of those poles can be, if they can be buried or not. We have never had a code for this, so this is brand new code for us, and there was a great deal of public input.
Current code allows for a maximum pole height of 55 feet to be installed without a conditional use permit or CUP. Johnson said there are occasions when a CUP would be required.
You're dramatically changing the pole, the spacing of the pole, the type of pole, in which case you would still have to go for a conditional use permit.
The citizens group known as VOLT formed to address the pole heights and impacts the Heber Light & Power project would have on the valley. Johnson said there is a 0.8-mile section of the line that some in the group say they want buried.
I'm one of those that's very appreciative of the work that VOLT has done. I'm always grateful for any grassroots involvement. These are people who care deeply about Midway. They care deeply about what's being proposed and how it would affect not just specific neighborhoods, but Midway as a whole. And
so Johnson guesses Heber Light & Power will start the project soon and thinks it will take a couple of years.
I mean, it's a fairly big project, especially for a company like Heber Light & Power. They have one small section done now. They've got multiple other sections that have to be done. My best guess would be it's about a two-year project.
It would cost $5 million to bury the 0.8-mile section of the power line. Johnson doesn't know how much of an appetite Midway citizens have to pay for it.
If the citizens want that, I am absolutely willing to do it. It's been made very clear to me, and I believe it's true, Rocky Mountain Power simply does not pay to bury lines. They will still pay the portion they would have paid had the lines gone overhead. You know, we just passed, and not by a huge margin, this open space bond for $5 million. So do the citizens of Midway really want to bond for that? And that, I think, is something we need to find out through a survey.
The underground segment of the power lines they're considering is less than a mile, but Johnson called the area critical. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.